good day wherever you are. Welcome to the Grand Jury Reawakening. This is your host, Dr. Kelly, and I'm going to be hosting the last show of 2020 today, because we're getting ready to turn to a new year, 2021, and I'm hopeful and absolutely positively positive, and my attitude has altitude, and I certainly do have zeal for the truth and the law and God's perfect law. And that's the perfect law of liberty, folks. That's the truth, the whole truth, nothing but the truth. Yeah. So it is 12/26, 2020. Some people are celebrating Kwanzaa, and we've wrapped up Christmas around the world. And I'm so grateful for the Word becoming flesh and dwelling among us and teaching and preaching on occasion. You know, the difference between teaching and preaching, I've mentioned that here before. One is telling, the other is yelling. And didn't too much yelling take place until they had turned the house of prayer into the house of merchandise? Because fortunately, God doesn't take too kindly to that usurpation, to stealing his glory. And I'm going to be getting into some incredible usurpation. But I'm going to pick up with that next year, because I don't want to spoil the season and the spirit. But I am going to give you a warning. I'm going to pass that along, because I've received incredible, I guess, by studying diligently, I've been rewarded with little bits of wisdom and insight that have got to be passed along. And so, regarding false teachers, you know, there's a whole long list of false things. I'll go over those a little bit before I get into the scriptures here. And let's see. So we've been instructed to hate every false way and the false Christs. And there are so many antichrists in the world today, right now. Maybe I should speak on that a little bit, too. So there is the false, and this is not in alphabetical order. This is Dr. Kelly's note taken and for future study. Truth breakers, yeah. So there are false gifts, you know, meaning like certain gifts of spiritual gifts. What I'm talking about. There is the false balance. You know, why do these packages look big on the outside, but you can't see what's inside? So you get home and open it. False balance. Those are abominable abominations, because they oppress the poor and the widow, the fatherless. You know, a false matter. Kind of a commandment there, don't raise a false matter, not a false claim. And we got to look out for false prophets that raise a false report. Got to look out for that false tongue. That's why this show opens with Yngwie Malmsteen's Liar, because the words, the lyric covers it. You shall not bear false witness. And there are many false witnesses. There are many false Christs and witnesses that have gone out in these last days. There are false writings. There are even false apostles, false accusers. Who's the accuser of the brethren? Who's the enemy and the adversary and the wicked one? Well, if you visit the California State Bar website, you'll see a name, but there's a typo. because it says Kamala Devi, and it should be devil, right? They're missing the L. The L apparently was broken on the typewriter. Kamala Devil Harris. okay, so there are false brethren. There are false accusers. False sayings, people that utter falsely, and there is a false way. And remember, I hate every false way. Those that have risen up falsely, and let's see, false dreams, false visions. Ooh, here's the one that really gets my blood to boil. The false oath, the false swearers, the false teachers, false divinations. Okay, that's pretty, that's not the full list, but that's a beginning. So, abide not with false teachers. In the second book of John, little teeny book, doesn't even have chapters. These are just verses, super short, super sweet. Abide not with false teachers. And so that's the teaching outline of this particular section of Scripture. It's only verses 7 through 13. And so part section A, verses 7 through 9, is the doctrine of the false teachers. B, avoid the false teachers, verses 10 and 11. And the benediction, 12 and 13. So I'm going to pick up this wonderful 80-year young Bible. And I'm going to pick up here in, of course, I'm already flipped back over to Timothy. I was going to go in order, but, oh, yeah, 2 John, and I'm going to pick up right here on verse 7. And we've had some snow, so I'm working with limited. I don't have any stage lights going here. Here we go. So, and then beware of a false doctrine as well in this book, Second Epistle of John. And I'm going to pick up verse 7 through 13, the reading of God's wonderful word. For many deceivers are entered into the world. Oh, I love it. Now the light's coming up. Who confess not that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh, that will also send Jehovah's Witnesses running from the vehicle or building. Jesus Christ is come in the flesh. Pretty simple, huh? This is a deceiver and an antichrist. Those who confess not that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh, this is a deceiver and an antichrist. Because like I said, there are so many vying for that position. Look to yourselves that we lose not those things which we have wrought, W-R-O-U-G-H-T, but that we receive a full reward. Whosoever transgresseth and abideth not in the doctrine of Christ, hath not God. He that abideth in the doctrine of Christ, he hath both the Father and the Son. If there come any unto you, and bring not this doctrine, receive him not into your house, neither bid him God speed. Love that. Godspeed, only to the good man. For he that hideth him God speed is partaker of his evil deeds. I'm sorry. For he that biddeth him God speed is partaker of his evil deeds. So that's, again, if there come any unto you and bring not this doctrine, receive him not into your house, neither bid him God speed. For he that biddeth him God speed is partaker of his evil deeds. Having many things to write unto you, I would not write with paper and ink, but I trust to come unto you and speak face to face, that our joy may be full. The children of thy elect sister greet thee. Amen. Pretty beautiful, the effort and the attentions to these amazing details that went into the writing and the translation of this book. There's so much good stuff in here. So that was just abide not with false teachers. That's 2 John's teaching outline. And then I'm going to head over to, in the first book of Timothy, I'm going to be picking up chapter 4, and it's verses 1 through 16. And the teaching outline, Paul's charge concerning the false teachers. The description of the false teacher, so you know how to identify it, you know, because unfortunately, any other translation other than the King James Bible, and I just love the red letter, or the New King James, they've taken out the name of the enemy. These books were translated by unbelieving, just total sinners, just given over to sin sinners, not repentant, saved by grace. And so they fail to mention Lucifer, Satan, and the devil in a lot of places. So remember, I covered who's the devil. It's right there on the bar profile. And if you don't know the name of the enemy, how can you wage the battle and the war? And I know less than nothing about military tactics. Yes, I'm a Viking, but I lack the training, but not for long. Okay. So here we go. The Paul's charge concerning the false teachers, you have the description of the false teachers so that you can identify them. You have the instruction for the true teacher. And then the third charge, do not neglect the gift. So I'm going to flip to 1 Timothy. All these books are so tiny, and they're all together here in the very end in the back of the Bible. Maybe you like to start reading from the back to the front. So here we go. 1 Timothy. Oh, that's second. 1 Timothy. Chapter 4, here we go, and 1 through 16. So 1 Timothy, chapter 4, got to look out for those seducing spirits as well. Okay, so this is 1 Timothy, chapter 4, God's great word. Here we go. Now the Spirit speaketh expressly that in the latter times some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils, speaking lies in hypocrisy, having their conscience seared with hot iron, forbidding to marry, and commanding to abstain from meats, which God hath created to be received with thanksgiving of them which believe and know the truth. For every creature of God is good, and nothing to be refused, if it be received with thanksgiving, for it is sanctified by the word of God and prayer. If thou put the brethren in remembrance of these things, thou shalt be a good minister of Jesus Christ, nourished up in the words of faith, and of good doctrine, whereunto thou hast attained. But refuse profane and old wives' fables, and exercise thyself rather unto godliness. For bodily exercise profiteth little, but godliness is profitable unto all things, having promise of the life that now is, and of that which is to come. This is a faithful saying and worthy of all acceptation. For therefore we both labor and suffer reproach, because we trust in the living God, who is the Savior of all men, especially of those that believe. These things command and teach. Let no man despise thy youth, but be thou an example of the believers in word, in conversation, in charity, in spirit, in faith, in purity. Till I come, give attendance to reading, to exhortation, to doctrine. Neglect not the gift that is in thee, which was given thee by prophecy, with the laying on of the hands of the presbytery. Meditate upon these things. Give thyself wholly to them, that thy profiting may appear to all. Take heed unto thyself and unto the doctrine. Continue in them, for in doing this thou shalt both save thyself and them that hear thee. Pretty awesome. And then church discipline is picked up in the next section, and I'm not going to read that at this particular time, but I would encourage you to take it up and to learn it and to study it, because that's what's missing. There's all kinds of things that should not be going on in certain churches. And there's a wonderful woman writing books about how the church can respond redemptively to all of the wrongs and issues and just terrible things that have been done. And when your when your church or your family or other people throw you under the bus, that's a false teaching and a false way, and that's bad news. But the really good news is that there are people out there. Mary DeMuth, DeMuth. She wrote the book called We, W-E, 2, T-O-O. And it goes into, there's a workbook in there. There are resources and good words to get you through and to help you help others get through past issues. Because they shouldn't be clinging on after the fact. And that's why I chose the profession I did, because those things need to be dealt with so that we can move on with our productive, reliable, dependable lives, teaching and helping others. I mean, I am so grateful for the good men, for these founding brothers, for the founding fathers. And just for this odd, it's burned into my mind, and I'm grateful for it. My good stepdad's dislike for Henry Kissinger. That guy is just gross and weird, and something just ain't right there. And I'll bring it up sometime in the next hour. In the Merck Index of Biologicals, Pharmaceuticals, and Botanicals, man, that's a gift that you need in your home on the shelf with the other encyclopedias, because you won't get that anywhere else. But the black widow spider is actually called the New World Spider. It's the New World Spider. And that's defined and described in the listing under the anti-venom for the black widow spider bite. Just odd that I come across these things, but that's diligent study and reading, and you definitely want to get a copy of the Merck Index. It states that it's printed as a non-profit service to the scientific and medical community. Every family should have one of those in their collection that is passed down from generation to generation, because you won't find those things anywhere else. And it's got the different scientific papers, a description, copyrights, the patents, the different, toxicology papers and reports and listings. And it is a wonderful resource. You don't necessarily have to be a doctor. I think that those brilliant engineers and electricians and all you wonderful builders and designers and developers out there could really benefit from having a copy of the Merck, M-E-R-C-K, index. I happen to have the Centennial Edition. And there are a listing of tables in the back of that book that show experimental substances. And there are a list of initials, like A through Z, sometimes grouped together. And these are sort of like a code letter. See, typically we see codes like billing codes, zip codes. We, you and I, normal people, see codes in numbers. But Merck has gone on to develop this secret code for experimental products. And really interesting how Calgon, anybody old enough to remember Calgon Take Me Away, the bath salts, yeah. So Calgon is involved in water purification, yada, yada, yeah, sure. And boy, who are some of the names on that list? Here's the dinger. And this is a Canadian company. I don't know the location, but this is what's listed. Dominion Rubber Company. Let that one sink in. Boing, 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 you know, Super Bowls. Okay. Dominion Rubber Company out of Canada. And then there are, you know, of course, the Bayer, B-A-Y-E-R. There are the IG Farbens, the Monsantos, and just all manner of evil, rotten, toxic. Like, really, is that the best you can do with your time and your money and your effort? Really too bad. But it's interesting because that when I mentioned the ingredient, the Lucifer Yellow, it had a couple of initials after it, like a CF or a CH. Have to go back and look at it. But really interesting correlation, putting all of these things together. And the reason there's no thread that binds these things together, as somebody once told me, because they couldn't understand, I'm unraveling the sweater. I won't mention their name, blank. But I'm unraveling the sweater. Unraveling the sweater dress. I grab this. Oh, dude, the Weezer song. Something about, yeah, take this string and walk away, or something about the sweater song by Weezer. Yeah, I decided, since they were all posted up there on top of the mountain where they didn't belong, that I would grab the string and jump off the mountain. So I'm unraveling the sweater, and you must avert your eyes because it's going to be kind of horrific there. Oh, oh, especially if it's, well, somebody that I won't name. So, yeah, get your hands on Bible dictionaries, concordance. I'm still needing a Young's concordance of the Bible. I already have the giant Strong's concordance of the Bible, and I definitely need the Young's. And I'm going to give you my voicemail number and my P.O. box in case you need to send something or you're requesting things. Voicemail, 530 area code, 402-7007, P.O. box 1624, Kings Beach, California, 96143. And as we head out to the bottom of the hour break, this is Republic Broadcasting Network. I'm your host, Dr. Kelly. This is the Grand Jury Reawakening. And I think that we get...
is completely GMO-free and are stringent.
Yeah. I'll be back for five wonderful Saturdays in January, giving updates, going over the errors, and AI, the ruin. And everything that AI is involved with is ruined. And if AI broke it, it can't fix it because it is the ruin. The ruin. It's ruined.
Hey, gang. Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and the new app, Koshertified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
All right.
pretty fun. I'm trying to keep it lighthearted here. And it's hard because there's so much to cover and there's so much going on. And, yeah. Thank you so much, Ken. That was awesome. And this oath, this little pesky oath right here. Every member of California's 58 county grand juries, as well as criminal. And here's an interesting story. So I served on the civil grand jury. There were a couple of nut jobs and other things going on. Somebody killed somebody with a crossbow, or, you know, there were a couple of murders, and we were so busy with our, assignment, workload. I'm not talking about anything I did. And you can't make me. And that there was a separate criminal grand jury convened sometime during the time between 2012 and 2015 to deal with those criminal issues. And so this beautiful oath, and you just have to love the order of the universe down to Penal Code Section 911, the oath, because the grand jury is covered by 888 Penal Code to 931. And all I wanted was a copy of the California Constitution, and now I have 23 cartons of every code out there. Government. It just goes on and on. Okay, so here we go. This is really important, and it doesn't just go away or disappear. This is forever, forever, forever. The following oath shall be taken by each member of the grand jury. And it goes a little something like this. I do solemnly swear, or if you're a Quaker, you affirm, that I will support the Constitution of the United States and of the State of California, and all laws made pursuant to and in conformity therewith, will diligently inquire into and true presentment make of all public offenses against the people of this state committed or triable within this county, of which the grand jury shall have or can obtain legal evidence. Further, I will not disclose any evidence brought before the grand jury, nor anything which I or any other grand juror may say, nor the manner in which I or any other grand juror may have voted on any matter before the grand jury. I will keep the charge that will be given to me by the court. And this is so beautiful. If you just think about the way that you can serve your people in your county at the grand jury level, get started there. We're going to need lots. There's job security here. We're going to need lots of juries because there are so many wrongdoers. We're going to need civil. Their calendar year goes from July 1 to June 30. Covers, that's a fiscal year, not a calendar year. And apparently the federal grand juries sometimes serve up to an 18-month term of service, year and a half, 18 months. And in Los Angeles County, uniquely, 23-member grand jury because of the 10 million population. Because of all of the wrongdoers in Los Angeles County, or people that do wrong in Los Angeles County, they have to seat a grand jury every 30 days. I mean, once a month. Really interesting. So, don't just let things go by. Do your duty on the private side first, and then maybe you need to go public. You know, the Senate, they're like the public and the private petty jury, the little jury for the trial by jury. And then Congress is sort of like our big national grand jury. And I'm grateful for the good men who stand up and do the good thing and the right thing, no matter how difficult it may be. They don't waste time whining about feelings or, oh, how come that's this way? It's like you just get in there and you get it done. And it's really interesting. So I had a little stack of notes here that I wanted to get to, and I got a little postcard from a local radio talk show host, and I'm going to suggest that they get Charlie Kirk on there in the mornings instead of this other, I'm not going to mention his name because he's really bad, but Monica sent me this postcard, and I think it's an M16 or an AR-15. Oh, I'm going to get all trained up because I found what I want for Christmas. This is the coolest. This is, I don't know. I mean, sure, I need the Chicago typewriter because that's the only typing I'm going to be doing. I ain't going to run a typewriter. Ain't going to happen, yeah. So apparently, there's this thing called. There's this shotgun that's a double. My messy writing, so I can't help it. I'm a doctor. It's a Peter Holfer, don't know how to spell it yet, special double shotgun plus. It's got the little 17 Hornady HMR. It's got the little vermin rifle barrel and a second trigger in the rear for the little rifle. That's the cool rifle that they use in biathlon, by golly. And this one just happens to have a shotgun, a couple of barrels up above and the little 17 below. And these can take in sometimes more than a decade to build this particular piece. And it comes in at a 2.5 kilograms or about 5.5 pounds. Which is incredibly lightweight, considering that most normal shotguns are in the 7-pound range. So I'm going to start working out here. And it's so cool. The velocity and all the different physics formulas are so cool. I love nerdy stuff. So apparently, you can take out a deer with a good neck shot at 120 steps. With that little stinger round, with that little 17 caliber. And then, of course, you have the shotgun, which is available in a bunch of different, bore, drill, gauge, something or other. And, boy, how about that? And it's got separate triggers. It's got separate extractors out of the barrels, and they're separate chambers. It's got internal locking mechanisms and side locks, and wow. And it also comes in, I think it's like, yeah, the 410, the little .410, which is the little bitty shell, because I love that judge and the circuit judge. It's like a revolver, but it holds big old shells in it. Pretty sweet. So, yeah, get my notes here so I can finish that story. And I'm really looking forward to getting that. So the Peter Holfer Special Double Shotgun comes in a 12-gauge, a 16-gauge, a 20-gauge, and a 28 bore or drill, as well as, I think, in a 410. And so that is really amazing that such a thing exists. And well, I'm sure the ladies that are Mark's women's are going to be excited about that. Because, you know, if you're out in the back country and you come upon a grizzly bear, I don't think it's going to pay much attention to your little stinger there. But yeah, so check that out. Pretty awesome. That was out of a little news blip. There's a section called Guns and Gear in the Sacramento Bee, and I was glad to be able to get that info, pass it along, because it's amazing. Like, yeah, they actually print that in the paper, because it sure didn't come along by accident. And so here we go. So on my wish list still, anybody with an extra Young's Bible Concordance, a hardback with index tabs, you know, A through Z, so it's easy to look stuff up. And, wow, I hope you have a really happy New Year celebration and that you spend it doing what you want to do with your family, with your friends. Other set of my notes. Oh, I had so much fun researching. Because I really appreciate when people bring forth the facts. And I love being able to verify it in different dictionaries, different concordances. You know, having all of those resources. The Collegiate Dictionary, great one to have, American Heritage College Dictionary, in addition to the Liberty Illustrated Bible Dictionary. Sometimes you come across a word and you need to review. Entropy, enthalpy. And then you rediscover that there are four or five different descriptions under those words. And so sometimes you can say, well, which one are you talking about? Which one do you mean? So I can go look it up. And there it is. Pardon me. Oh, yeah. And this is another thought that I had that I wanted to bring up and share with you. Why is it that a tetanus, or tetanotoxoid, why does that vaccine only need to be administered once every decade? Just something to think about. Why does the tetanus vaccine, you know, to prevent lockjaw, which is when the masseter muscle, the strongest muscle per square inch in the body, goes into tetany, or it's firing continually, no relaxation. And isn't it weird how the medical profession has some sort of weird obsession with utilizing toxins, not just diagnostically unnecessarily, but therapeutically, like radioactive iodine. No normal people think that that should be a therapeutic, a radiotherapeutic, right? So thank you for those of you that have provided links and printed out those things and made them available for somebody that does not have or use computers until they're on fiber optic cable, which we all deserve, and we deserve it at absolutely no charge for installation or maintenance, because it's probably very low maintenance, due to the unlawful interference of the trespassing technology known as smart meters. And this stuff is all cumulative, people. And it needs to go because the AI is probably what self-deployed. This fifth generation is an accumulation of 1G, 2G, 3G, 4G, and they're not healthy. They're zero safe, healthy exposure level. So exponentially, multiplicity, it isn't going to turn out good. So that needs to be gone. That needs to be gotten gone. And that is the duty of the good state senator when you see something wrong, of the good representative, the good elected, appointed officials, whatever your position is. Start at the top. Go to D.C. Work your way back down. And get disciplined and organized. Don't be like me. And get those things done. Don't put them off. It's super critical to have your knowledge foundation of the original, of the authentic, of the genuine, so that when the imposter, when the fake, when the knockoff, when the false teacher or the false product or anything that comes up that is wrong, you'll be able to spot it and you'll be able to warn others. That's the duty. That's the duty that we share. And I really appreciate, you know, something I noticed is that these are, a lot of these big bad wrongdoers are just, they're cheesy, weak, lazy ripoff of something biblical, you know? With the vaccine, with this Corolla virus, and now this new mutation in Great Britain. Gee, isn't that from, that's radiation sickness. And I'll give you the definition of radiation sickness on the next show and throughout 2021, because we are going to be savaging these criminals, pointing out the wrong until the right replaces the wrong. Because we're not just going to sit here and take this ridiculousness. You know, having to go to the expense and the time and the effort just to get my beauty sleep? Uh-uh. That's not how it should be, right? Things should not be so in this land. And so much prayer, much study, and you can get through the entire Bible 4 times in 1 hour a day, in 1 year, and 40 days. And I haven't gotten through the Old Testament yet, but it was really neat to see that the New Testament, for some reason, ended on the 31st of October of this year. That was a super blessing. And just coming upon this ordered, you know, the steps of the righteous man are ordered of God. A wise man's heart knows both time and judgment. And so the studying will pay off. You'll get out exactly what you put into it. That would have been another classic tune. I don't know who the artist is, but that's a night that the lights went out in Georgia. Doo-doo. But I don't remember all the words, and so I don't want to just make them up yet. You see, by taking the original song, I can probably apply it to something today, like the little gunner boy instead of the little drummer boy. You know? I shot my best for him, per-rump-a-pum-pum. Because that was really neat, too, that per-rump, per-rump-a-pum-pum, you know, front side, yada, yada. Okay, so I won't take up the comedy career, don't worry. So I'm finally going to be investing in a body voltage meter and eventually one of these clamp meters, because I suspect that there might be stray current on the gas pipes or something, you know, somewhere it doesn't belong. So I'm going to get real nerdy with it and have a good old time. And wish you the best and your family and your loved ones. And yeah, that's what I was talking about. So the weakness of silent weapons for quiet wars, it's way more than silent. Can you see it, hear it, smell it, taste it, or touch it? When you're in there getting an X-ray or a radiograph, no, you can't. The same with smart meters, with the cell towers, with the signals, with the streaming, with the blankety blank. It is deadly. It destroys your special senses that are there to protect you. So don't fall for it. Make it seen. Make it heard. AntennaSearch.com. Put in your neighbor's address or maybe the county seat and see what's being beamed or transmitted into all your precious soul, your skeleton. Man, it's just wrong. And it's time to, they want to do the restart. You know, it's interesting how the utility companies change their name, do the reset, and their little, whatever, bankruptcy every, I don't know, 6 or 7 years. Pretty odd. Just provide the service and the goods. Make it dependable, reliable, and affordable, like it should be. Don't make up a bunch of lies. And preserve your customer base. Expand your profit margin. Not by killing people with ERTs, smarts, you know, like burn, sting, pain. Yeah. That's all it is. That's all it does. So don't do that to yourself. If you have, don't feel bad. Just make it right. All right. Thank you again. This has been the Grand Jury Reawakening, winding out 2020. This is your host, Dr. Kelly, and I'm really looking forward to filleting. We'll get the exploded view of when a special district doesn't do right, and they do wrong. God bless you. God bless the Republic. See you next week.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Wake up, you sip our tea, mindless music. queen.